This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, we'll hear from the girls at the Marcoot Jersey Creamery in Greenville. Beth and Amy Marcoot are the seventh generation to raise Jersey cows. Beth shares with us how she and Amy entered the creamery business.
We have a creamery in south of Greenville, and we started in the creamery business, so to say, in June of 2010. My sister Amy and I are the seventh generations of Marcoots to have Jersey cows. About 8 or 9 years ago, my dad, John Marcoot, came to us. He had four girls, and he said, I'm probably going to be selling the farm in about 5 years. I'm just getting older. I need to think about having a lifestyle that I could retire in. And my parents have always encouraged us to go away to school, get our degree. Don't worry about the farm. It will be here if we want it. And so Amy and I both went to school. We have our undergraduate's degree from the University of Illinois Champaign. And then we also have our master's degree in nothing related to dairy or cheese making. So this 8 or 9 years ago, the conversation with our dad started as I'm going to sell the cows. And in turn, the conversations kept rolling into let's keep the cows, but let's start adding more value to our cow's milk. With a bunch of research, a bunch of other visits in the U.S. on what other people are doing to do value added with their milk, we decided that we really wanted to make cheese. And so we have Jersey cows, and we primarily grass feed. And so we are already producing the excellent quality milk that is really desired for cheese. So we built our creamery, and 5 years later, we make about anywhere from 15 to 20 different varieties of cheese throughout the year. We also offer tours during the 1st of April through the end of October. We have a lot of school tours. We have church groups. We have all sorts of groups come out for tours. We also have a small on-farm store where people could come and buy our product. We also sell some beef and pork that we raise, and then some ice cream as well at the store.
So it sounds like you're involved with just about a little bit of everything. It definitely sounds like you are very successful coming from the standpoint of your dad thinking he wanted to sell the farm to now making cheese and learning that on your own. How did you learn how to do that? If you don't have a degree in dairy or cheese making, how did you guys learn to do this?
Yes, good question. Well, first of all, just like most farm and agriculture, we want to be sustainable and we want to diversify. So that's why we started raising pigs so they could drink the whey from our cheese. We raise steers because we always have. And so diversifying that way. But as far as learning cheese making, we hired a couple consultants, and then we just learned. So some, it's just trial and error. Different times of the seasons or different during the year of the different seasons, the milk is going to change. So our procedure is going to change, and we're going to handle the milk and therefore the cheese a little bit different. So being in it 5 years, we kind of know what milk's going to be like in a drought year. We know what milk's going to be like in a wet year. So we've learned those hurdles, so to say, in agriculture that every farmer deals with. So it's just the same thing with daily agriculture as learning with cheese, too.
Well, it certainly sounds like even though you've only been doing this for 5 years, you've learned a lot and have had a lot of good experiences. Now, with your cheese, you said you do have a small shop on site at your farm. Do you sell to other businesses or retailers as well?
Yeah, we do have a small on-farm store. We also sell to some of our local grocery stores here in Bond County. We also sell to other retail outlets like Whole Foods and Deerberg's. We also sell to a lot of restaurants or universities as well that carry our cheese.
Now, even though you two, Beth and Amy, are the main operators now of this, your dad still plays a role and helps out some.
Yes. We try to take care of him because we are his daughters, and he sometimes lets us. But I remember one day Amy had a conversation with Dad saying, Dad, why don't you go in and rest this afternoon? You know, it's okay. The other guy can get it. Just go ahead. And he looked at her, and he was kind of scary looking, and he pointed at her, and he said, listen, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die milking cows. I'm not going to die watching TV. So we learned early on, you know, with the added creamery, that we are going to let our dad do his thing. So it's really fun to have him involved because he knows so much. He's been a dairy farmer full time for about 46 years. So the amount of experience and knowledge that he had is just priceless and really irreplaceable.
Well, I'm sure you have learned a lot from him and will continue to do so. So that's great that it's a family operation and you guys are all working together. Could you remind us again where you're located and what your hours are if someone would want to come visit the store or maybe do a tour?
Yeah, sure. We are located at 526 Dudleyville Road in Greenville, Illinois. We are open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, then Saturday 10 to 3. We do private tours, and then we also do an open tour every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 1 p.m. We also try to do a lot of education throughout the year, so we do 2 on-the-farm events, and they're free. One's at the beginning of June, and the other one's going to be coming up October 10th. So that's our fall fest, and we just love being able to educate young and tall about dairy, agriculture, nutrition, anything that's involved with the production of cheese.
Once again, that was Beth Marcoot of the Marcoot Jersey Creamery in Greenville. Their Fall Fest is taking place tomorrow at their farm from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There will be a cheese making demonstration at 11 a.m. Games and face painting will be available for the kids, and you will be able to tour their calf barn. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.